Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Republican Senator Jeff Howe from Rockville is the latest member of the legislature to announce he won't seek re-election next year. Howe served three terms in the Minnesota House before being elected to the Senate in 2018. At least 11 state lawmakers are not seeking re-election in 2026, and another 11 are running for higher office. Minnesota has experienced one of the sharpest declines in the country for kindergarten measles vaccination rates. State Department of Health Senior epidemiologist Ben Christensen says data shows some of the steepest drops in kindergarten MMR rates have been in private and charter schools.
That is something that we keep up to date on and are working with those schools where we see the lower coverage to just make sure that they have the support and resources that they need and work with them to get the messages out to their student and family populations about where they can get these immunizations, why they're needed.
Before the pandemic, Minnesota's MMR vaccination rate for kindergartners was 92.5%. Now it sits at 86.5%. Attorney General Keith Ellison and a coalition of 20 states have won a lawsuit stopping the Trump administration from dismantling four federal agencies. A Rhode Island court ruled Friday that Trump's executive order to eliminate the Institute of Museum and Library Services, Minority Business Development Agency, Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, and U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness was unlawful. The ruling permanently bars the administration from carrying out the order. Roads will be busy once again this holiday season as Minnesotans travel to visit loved ones for Thanksgiving. AAA Minnesota's Brenna Knapp says people returning home after the holiday will also congest things.
Sunday, post-Thanksgiving, when everyone's kind of headed back to their homes, you're going to see up to a 49% increase in traffic in the afternoon. We projected that if you're heading on I-94 or 35, those big arterial highways, you're going to see increase in traffic.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem made a stop at MSP Airport Sunday to give $10,000 bonuses to 48 employees. The Minnesota State Fair is doing a one-day flash sale tomorrow for 2026 admission tickets. Gate admission is $15 on Tuesday only, and tickets are limited to a dozen per order. Admission was $20 for adults last year and $18 for kids and seniors. Guns N' Roses is playing over 60 shows in 2026, and the world tour includes a stop next summer in Minnesota. GNR is scheduled to perform at the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater in Shakopee on Saturday, August 8th. Tickets for the Mystic Lake show go on sale to the public Friday, December 5th. The Minnesota Wild extended their winning streak for five games with a 3-0 shutout of the Jets Sunday in Winnipeg. Rookie goaltender Jesper Wallstedt made 32 saves for the third shutout in his last four starts. The Wild close out their three-game road trip Wednesday night in Chicago. This is MNN.